And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Thursday, April 4th. I am Josh Engelman here to break down a five-game DraftKings slate, three games starting at 7:30, another at 8, and then 2 hours later, late-night hammer, Denver Nuggets, LA Clippers. Should be an interesting slate for everybody. Before we get it started, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. Shout out to Sleeper for being the sponsor of this show. Good morning, everybody. I hope you had a good NBA slate last night. Hope you had Malachi Flynn. I assume you didn't, but he dropped a real 50 burger last night, which might be the most ridiculous 50 burger that has ever been dropped in the NBA. Luckily, I had no part of it. And I don't mean no part of Malachi Flynn. I mean no part of last night's slate. Oh, that's gross. That is so very gross. But good morning, everybody. Big night for me last night. Finally finished The Sopranos. Knew how it ended, or at least knew what the final scene was. But we finally finished Sopranos. Fantastic show. Enjoyed every minute of it. The penultimate episode, a lot going on there. But if you haven't seen it, join me in being now someone that has seen Sopranos. I came very close to shipping the MLB early slate yesterday. Ended up tied for fifth. Thought I was going to get a shot with Kyle Schwarber in the bottom of the ninth for Philly, but unfortunately he was left in the on-deck circle, unable to get me what I needed. It's a shame. But now we're here to talk basketball. So if you're here, hit the like button. We got five games to break down. Not a ton to say about most of this slate. It's relatively cut and dry, but we're going to break it all down right now. First game up on the docket. The Philadelphia 76ers are 2.5-point underdogs in Miami, 210 total. This is the lowest total on today's slate. Philly has a Q tag on Mo Bamba, Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris, and Tyrese Maxey. Obviously, those Q tags matter. It's not fun at all. And if everybody is in, we're not getting to Philly. Miami, good on defense, not exactly a fast-paced team. If everybody is in, the highest-owned guy in this game is 4% to Kelly Oubre. I got one single share of Tyrese Maxey, who I actually think looks good here with Embiid back. But, you know, we need to see who's going to be playing for Philly. But if everybody's in, they just don't look that good. 5.5% optimal for Kelly Oubre, 4% owned. That's the most we're getting of anything from Philly. It's just a really bad matchup here against Miami. We're talking about a game that has 20 less points to their total than Atlanta and Dallas, 17 less than Golden State and Houston. The best I have anybody ranked on a five-gamer is 23rd to Maxey. I just don't really see how you get to a lot of Philly unless we start hemorrhaging some of those Q tags. And even then, I don't know how much we're really going to break free from. For Philly, if you want to see it in the stochastic sims, one single share of Kyle Lowry, and that's it. This is the least important team on today's slate. That could change. But as we started off, the first team we're looking at in Philadelphia, not a team that we're going to pay close attention to. On the opposite side for Miami, it's kind of the same thing. It's single-digit ownership to everybody on DraftKings. Since it's only a four-game slate on FanDuel, they didn't include Denver and the Clippers, we do get to around 15% ownership to Bam, Duncan Robinson, and Jimmy Butler. So keep that in mind. That's a very different distinction across both sites. But, you know, we just barely got Bam to 10% optimal. Otherwise, it's single digits across the board for the rest of Miami. Now, I have Miami, but it's all just scattered. 9% of Bam, 6% of Caleb Martin, 9% of Rozier, 8% of Jovic, 4% of Butler. There's no stand to take for Miami. And having Joel Embiid back for Philly, like that's going to be a much better situation for their defense. This is just a very hard game to prioritize. Give me 1 second. I got something on my mouse and it's driving me nuts. Let's scrape off whatever the hell that is. There we go. Little finger grime. It happens. So yeah, guys that I'm getting to are Bam and Terry Rozier. But again, there's just no stands here. What was that text message? Well, that's interesting. I'm going to have to respond to a text message I just got sent. I was supposed to have a haircut after this. Unfortunately, it is officially canceled. So on the Miami end, 9% exposure to Terry Rozier, 7 to Bam, 5 to Jovic, 5 to Martin, 4 to Jimmy Butler. It's just like I'm getting it. It's just a scattered amount of a couple of these Miami guys. Give me 1 second. I got to respond to this text. All right, all good. We back. It was like 3 weeks ago now, Ron. But I wanted to get a fresh everything for the old T-Pain concert tonight. But alas, that doesn't look like it's going to be happening. So let's go on to game number two then. Sacramento Kings. We got a lot more to talk about here. 3.5-point underdogs in New York, 215 total. Now, the Knicks obviously play incredibly slow. They certainly lean more towards the defensive side. We don't know the status of Mitchell Robinson just yet. He's questionable, as is Josh Hart. For Sacramento, we know no Malik Monk, no Kevin Huerter. So we're getting some love on Sacramento. Around 15% ownership to Fox, Sabonis, Murray, and Trey Lyles. I'm right there on Murray. I'm right there on Trey Lyles. The Lyles value is pretty hard to overlook. He's 3,600, playing around 20 minutes a night. We don't have much value on this five-gamer. I got to zero of De'Aaron Fox at 9,300, and I only got to 5% of Sabonis. And that's interesting because I do think Sabonis looks good here at 10, too. But you'll see, I might be getting to something else on the opposite side of this one. Sacramento certainly looks good, but this is not a great matchup. I have them losing 3.5 possessions below their average just from being in this matchup. And I think that's what's taking a bite out of Fox and Sabonis. I think it's easier to get to some other pay-up options than getting to pay-up options against New York. So, no big thing. I'm surprised I don't have more Sabonis because I actually think he looks good. 10-2, center only. I have him ranked 10th overall, but I'm still fading him a bit. North of 1.4 fantasy points per minute, a 22% usage rate, close to a 40% assist rate, 20% rebounding rate. He's going to fill up the stat sheet. I mean, I have him at 19, 14, and 8. That's a nuts projection for Domantas Sabonis. But unfortunately for us here, I just don't see myself getting to as much as the ownership is showing. I would not be surprised at all to see Stochastic Sim be higher on Sacramento than me. Not really. 15% to Murray, we're in alignment. 14% to Trey Lyles, we're in alignment. 5% of Sabonis and one single share of De'Aaron Fox. Actually, I'm going to refresh this and rerun the Stochastic Sim. We'll see what we end up with. Unless my projections are just the same. Yeah, no. We're going to end up with more Sabonis here. The Stochastic Sim has Sabonis with like 4 more fantasy points. I think I accidentally reran everything using my own projections the second time, and that's why it's matching up so much. What about Ellis? Not interesting at all to me. I wouldn't anticipate having him. He's projected for 3% ownership. If you're playing Keon Ellis, you're only playing him on FanDuel. All right, let's try running this again. Yeah, Ellis is basically non-playable on DraftKings. Similar story for Mitchell. Similar story for everybody else. Duarte, Kessler Edwards, Vezenkov. I'm expecting to see Sabonis show up in this sim that we're running right now, though. Let's get another sip of this old Red Bull. All righty, Stochastic Sim, assigning payouts. We're already running this again, and this should be good. Now, I'll bounce back to Philly and Miami, but I'm not anticipating seeing many differences here. Sacramento will be the first swing piece that we have. If you're here, don't be afraid to hit that like button. I'm going to end up getting bit here by Fox. I could feel it. He's a guy that I've been all over the place for this year. Got to tons of him when that price had dropped. Didn't really pay me off. Got to a lot less in situations where he's at 9,300. Hopefully he pays me off. All right, let's save these first 150. Let's see if we've got anything looking a little bit different here. If we start with Philly, not a single share of anybody. If we look at Miami, very minimal amounts of everybody. This is all what we would have expected to see. Now let's take a look at Sacramento. Okay, much different. 30% to Keegan Murray. Now, I'm in agreement that Murray looks great. That's just a little bit more Murray than I would want. We got to 27% Fox. This is a very different setup for me. I have a very different projection on De'Aaron Fox. We have him at 49 and a quarter. I have him at 42. We also went 38 minutes. I only went to 36. Might be a little light that maybe that should be 37. But I have a chasm between where I'm at right now on Fox and Sabonis and where we're at on Fox and Sabonis. Lyles continues to bring in that value. S&P, good morning. Crispy, good morning. So really, the summary of Sacramento is Fox, Sabonis, Murray, and Lyles. You're not really looking at anybody else. Now the Knicks, the Josh Hart Q tag is going to be very important. We have 15% ownership to Miles McBride, to Josh Hart, and to Jalen Brunson. 10 to Hartenstein and 25 to DiVincenzo. I'm jamming Sacramento. Much better matchup. I'm jamming New York. Much better matchup against Sacramento. Middle of the pack defense, middle of the pack pace. We've got DiVincenzo for 24 minutes or for 24% ownership. I have 50 plus. He's 6,800. He's crossing shooting guard and small forward. He's a fantasy point per minute guy and he plays 36 minutes or more. I think he looks amazing to start the day because of what we need for a balanced slate. I'm also very interested in a $5,400 Isaiah Hartenstein. He's 8% owned. He showed up in 30% of my lineups. You're looking for, 33 fantasy points out of Hartenstein. He's been at 1.2 fantasy points per minute over the past month. 1.13 is where I have him for the game. If I'm getting to a center in this spot, I think it's easier to get to a sneaky Hartenstein than it is Sabonis. But I want to pay up for Jalen Brunson. If we're going to be seeing Fox get some love, I'm going to give that love to Brunson on the opposite side. I went 35 minutes. He's 9,100. He's a 1.38 fantasy point per minute guy lately. I have basically the same projection as Stochastic right now. I have him in 41% of my lineups, close to 2x the field at 18%. And then I'm getting to a bit of Josh Hart. I'm not getting to that same amount of Miles McBride at 5,900, even with that 40 plus minute upside. So it's DiVincenzo, Hartenstein, and Brunson for me. I'm very curious to see where the Stochastic Sim lands because I have New York, I think, a little bit different. 28% exposure to DiVincenzo. I think we could write that name down immediately as a key piece to today's slate. We also got to 25% Brunson. I want to write that name down as well. DiVincenzo, Brunson. I love that combination today against Sacramento. McBride got to 11%. We didn't get to much Hart, and we certainly didn't get to much Hartenstein. I see Hartenstein differently. To me, he's probably like my nuke of the night right now. the GPP guy that I want to get to. But DiVincenzo, Brunson, those two names are on the short list. Like this game, though. Like this game. So let's go to Atlanta. They're 11.5-point dogs in Dallas, 230 total. Now, Atlanta's on a back-to-back. We do not know who's available, but we do know that this matchup has the highest total on the slate. It's the 27th-ranked defense against the 20th-ranked defense. Atlanta, middle of the pack in pace. Dallas, second in the league. We've got 25% ownership to Murray, 25% to Jalen Johnson, who had a massive triple-double yesterday. We have 15% ownership to Capella and Hunter, around 10% to Bogdanovich and Bruno Fernando. The guy I want's Jalen Johnson. Massive day yesterday. He's 6,900 today, power forward only, well over the field on Johnson. I completely agree with that ownership. We have him a little bit with some negative leverage. We seem to be much bigger fans of Clint Capella. Very big positive leverage. Similar story for DeJounte Murray. Now, I have a slightly different projection on Murray than we do. We're up over, we're near 55. That's like 6 points higher than me. So I'm very light on Murray. I'm a little bit over on Hunter. Neutral on Capella, Fernando. A little bit light on Bogdanovich. I think the Hunter piece is interesting. He's playing 33 minutes a night. He's going to be right at that 0.85 fantasy point per minute range. I like that flexibility. Remember, on a five-game slate, MPEs and mid-tier pricing, way more interesting on a slate of this size than it is when you get to like 8 or 9 games. But you got to get to Atlanta because this matchup is great. We have no Derek Lively on the other side. So I like a lot of pieces from Atlanta. Jalen Johnson is the first and foremost dude I want to get to from the Hawks. Now, if we look at the exposures, DeJounte Murray showed up in 57% of lineups. I'm not there at 9,800. It's part of the reason I find Jalen Brunson so much more appealing. 9,800 is a real tag for Murray. He's been at 1.37 fantasy points per minute over the last 30 days. I do think it needs to be a little bit lighter than that. But we're also showing 45% to Capella. A little heavy to me, for sure. But great matchup, as far as I'm concerned. I'd like to get to Capella. We also got to 31% DeAndre Hunter. I think that's the one I want to pay attention to most. I think Hunter is the best consensus play in this matchup between myself and Stochastic Sims. We got to 15% Jalen Johnson. Looks good. 12% of Bogdanovich. Not much of Bruno Fernando. The takeaway here is that you got to get to Atlanta. In particular, the starting five plus Bruno Fernando. Guys that you just can't sleep on. There's too much pace in this matchup. There's not enough defense in this matchup. And it has the highest expected totals on the slate. No one has a higher implied total today than the Dallas Mavericks. Even being 11.5-point dogs, it's not that bad for Atlanta. So get yourself Hawks. I think the priority is Jalen Johnson. I think you can make a case that it's Hunter. I think you can make a case that it's Murray. And then Capella as a center. It's hard for him to be the overwhelming priority, but the minutes are certainly there, splitting like 28 with the other 20 going to Fernando. But that's where we stand on the stochastic side. Lots of exposure coming into Atlanta. The Dallas side, though, so much exposure here. Now, we've got, like I said, no Derek Lively. 15% ownership to Dante Exum. Same for Luka. 20 for Irving. 30 for Hardaway in Washington. 40 for Daniel Gafford. And I agree with pretty much everything we're looking off here. Let's start with Luka. He's 12,500. I'm 2xing the field. So that's another reason why I'm not getting to as much DeJounte Murray. I'm just paying all the way up for Luka Doncic here against Atlanta because I think he beats them around. Atlanta's bad. This defense stinks. And I'm 2xing the field on Luka Doncic today? Yeah, sign me up for this one. I will happily pay all the way up. I think we have enough value. I'm neutral on Tim Hardaway. Going to play around 24 minutes. He's shooting guard, small forward. Sounds great. PJ Washington has been a horrific scorer for Dallas. He should still be in like 25 or 30% of lineups today. And I don't even want to stop for their payup options. Like, I've got 16% of Kyrie at 8,700. I think he's more interesting than DeJounte Murray right now. And then you've got Exum value, playing about 20 minutes a night. Going to be about 3/4 of a fantasy point per minute, but that's a great way to help pay down. And then you've got Gafford at 5,700. Certainly has some minutes upside with no Lively around. I only went to 26. I think you could make a very good case that that's light, and he's still in 30% of my lineups. This is the best team on today's slate. I don't think it's very close. It's the best matchup. I'm assuming it's the most ownership, but I haven't officially looked at that yet. Yeah, 163% aggregate ownership. This is the most owned team, and this is the most owned game by almost 80%. Now, Dallas, I'm very curious to see where Luka ends up here in the stochastic sim. We have 61% exposure to PJ Washington. That feels a little heavy. But at the same time, the value is certainly there. It's certainly there. Christopher, you don't seem to kid. I don't think you really understand the things that get said. At least that's the way that it seems to me. What does Brandon Clark and Cam Whitmore have to do with each other here? Like, you understand what minutes are, right? I'm just curious. Seems like you don't. But seems like you want to be like a smartass about it. So I'm just curious. Daniel Gafford, 48% exposure in the stochastic sim. I obviously have a little bit less. Like I said, I'm taking some of that exposure, giving it to Isaiah Hartenstein. I think it's very easy to mix and match centers here today. But don't get me wrong, Gafford looks awesome. I think the most interesting piece of what we see on the scene for today is Luka Doncic got to one lineup in the stochastic sims. I am getting to Luka as my primary payup option. That is a very swing piece decision, but join me here getting to Luka. It's almost like one guy plays center exclusively and the other is a shooting guard small forward in a slightly different play. But again, I wouldn't expect you to be understanding that. You don't seem to understand any bit of this conversation. But congratulations for wanting to slog off Brandon Clark. I don't know if he's going to date you in the long run, but you keep it up, man. He might give it a shot. Derek Jones Jr. doesn't seem like a guy that either one of us are getting to. I got to a little bit more Exum, which isn't all that crazy. The Tim Hardaway value is going to be the tricky part. Because, like, he just really doesn't have the same role on this team that he had before. I'm very surprised to see us get to 25% Irving, but I guess that's just with the field. Either way, Gafford, Luka, Kyrie, I have them as three of the top 10 plays on today's slate, but Luka is the primary option. I got 1.84 fantasy points per minute, 35% usage, 49% assist rate, and another 14% rebounding rate, 34, 10, and 9 tonight. What are the odds that Luka Doncic gets a triple-double tonight? Because I got it pretty close. Where is it hiding? Triple-double, Luka, plus 240. Kind of like it. I don't think that would be too nuts. You want to get to him there? I think we should. All righty. Just out of curiosity. Nah, doesn't matter. Let's go to Golden State. Interesting game to talk about today. So for the Warriors, Jonathan Kuminga's questionable. Gary Payton is probable. On the Houston side, it's the same rotation we normally have. There's no love going to Golden State right now. Steven, exactly. It's insane. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. Ron, the marijuana law in North Carolina is, it doesn't exist. 16% ownership to Draymond Green. Single-digit ownership to everybody else for the Warriors. I barely got to these guys. It's not a great matchup against Houston. This is so different on FanDuel. 37% ownership to Klay Thompson. 20 to Kuminga. North of 10 for Draymond and Steph Curry. It's just a completely different story on the DK side. We got Draymond to 13% optimal. Single digits to everybody else. I got to like 6% Pajemski and nothing else, really. These guys are just all sort of priced exactly where they should be. They're all mid-tier, average-ish plays. And you can see it coming out of the stochastic sim. 11% exposure to Draymond Green. Nothing, basically, to everybody else. How has it been a thing? Brandon Clark's been back for 3 games. I don't care that Brandon Clark's playing. I would never think about it again. How am I? The only person that's sensitive about it is you. You came back and brought it up today for no reason. Brandon Clark played 20 minutes yesterday. There couldn't be anything more irrelevant than that. But somehow you woke up like, whew, got to get to that chat at 10 o'clock in the morning and let Josh know that Brandon Clark was better than Cam Whitmore yesterday. He's probably been thinking about it ever since I brought it up again on the show. Yeah, that's exactly how it all shook out. I talk about players every single day since October. We could do this every day if we want to. Why would we? Whatever I need to tell myself. It's almost like I do the show that people come to watch to get my information. I should probably just turn the camera on and just sit here in silence, giving no thoughts. That would probably go a little bit better here. The stupidity in this conversation is not surprising, given where we are and what we're doing. Stochastic Sims say barely get to Golden State. Josh Sim says barely get to Golden State. I think that's got to be the takeaway here. Houston. Time to recommend Cam Whitmore, who's 38% owned in DraftKings and FanDuel. But I guess I probably shouldn't say that because someone in chat is going to get butthurt that Cam Whitmore is getting recommended today. 4,100 shooting guard, small forward, 39% owned. And for those of you keeping track, he's the second highest owned guy on DraftKings today. But apologies to chat. I shouldn't be bringing up Cam Whitmore here. Apparently we shouldn't talk about him, even though he is currently maybe the best play on today's slate. You get guard forward eligibility, 4,100. He's in 85% of my lineups right now. But we're getting a lot of love to the rest of Houston. And I think that's not surprising against Golden State. We've got 10% ownership to Amen Thompson. I'm joining it. 15 to Dylan Brooks. I'm 2xing it. 10 to Jabari Smith. Just 5 to Jalen Green. I think you need a lot of Houston. I have Van Vliet at 27. Brooks at 37. Tons of Whitmore. 10 of Green, Smith, and Amen Thompson. This is great. This is fantastic. Get to Houston. Why not? Implied total is great. Golden State's defense, not all that interesting. Golden State's pace, 13th. Yes, Christopher, do you know why? Because none of that shit matters at all, man. At all. Individual plays, who cares? It's the most useless things to look at, but it lets me know what you do. That's for sure. So the whole gimmick is just recommending guys versus each other. You're pointing out one. Point out the other 100. It's so silly. Don't worry, Bug Boy. When I get back to baseball, I'll let you rip too. It's Cam Whitmore season for everybody other than Christopher in chat. My man, you aren't kidding and you know you're not. Stand by your stupid words, at least. Cam Whitmore in the Stochastic Sims. 76% owned. I assume Christopher will zero that out because why would you want to get to Cam Whitmore? Way less exposure going to the rest of Houston, though. 9% to Brooks, just 3% to Fred VanVleet. I'm a much bigger believer in this Houston Rockets team here. I like the spacing, being able to use Jabari Smith at the five. But like 4,200 for Brooks. The fact that he's power forward only is pretty annoying. If he had some better eligibility, it'd be different. But I think VanVleet's getting slept on. 1.16 fantasy points per minute over the past 30 days for VanVleet. That's exactly where I have him. I think he deserves a little bit more love on this slate with only five games. I'm hoping that we just get a little bit more value so that Brooks stuff goes away. But I think the moral of today's story is Cam Whitmore is the current best play on today's slate. Do with that what you will. We're already on to the final game here, folks. But before we get there, we got a lot to talk about. Let's start with shows for the rest of the day. Coming up at 2 p.m., you will have the NHL strategy show. Then at 3 p.m., you get MLB live before lock. Weird baseball slate today. Locking at 4. 6:30 tonight, you get Greg and Eric for NBA live before lock. I would love to be there. Unfortunately, I'm going to be out tonight. So no live before lock. And then you get playback with Greg and whoever is joining Greg. You also don't get me tomorrow morning. I won't be here for this strategy show. No contenders or prize picks for me. I'm off in the morning post-concert. So that's everything that we have going on today. Don't forget, we've got my prize picks video already out. We've got contenders videos already posted to YouTube channel. Everybody else involved at Stochastic and Odds Shopper, we've got VODs for picks for baseball and basketball. Whatever you're looking for, we've got you covered. Other thing I want to touch on, this is the easy one. Bang. Sleeper, baby. We talk about them a lot. I'd like to talk about them here, too. Because you can get up to $500 on your first deposit. That sort of deposit bonus is amazing. To be able to get up to $500, it's a great way to start off a bankroll. Maybe you play through it and you find out you don't like Sleeper all that much. That could be the case. At least you started yourself off with bonus money. Something you should probably be doing. They've got dynamic payouts. You could 100x on a card. They run free squares. Basically daily. They have one up there already for today. They will help keep your costs down at Sleeper. The best thing you could do, I think, is sign up for Sleeper and get yourself Odds Shopper. That's going to help you build out optimal cards on Sleeper. Make sure you're not leaving any value on the table. So if you want to do that, the links are in the description. You could sign up for Sleeper and get that deposit match bonus. You can also sign up for Odds Shopper. $15 for a week. It's well worth checking out. Wait, Ron, how was that possible? He should have been like 75% owned, no? We're going to compare him to other plays that nobody was getting to? Bug Boy, yes, I'm going to a T-Pain concert. Final game. This one isn't on FanDuel. Denver Nuggets, 4-point favorites in LA, taking on the Clippers, 218 total. Denver has a Q tag on Jamal Murray. We've been waiting to see him come back for a while now. Not a lot of ownership coming into Denver. This is the number 23 team in pace in the Nuggets and the 30th ranked team in pace for the Clippers. Both teams are solid defensively. We've got 10% ownership to KCP, to Porter, to Jokic, around the same for Aaron Gordon. I don't really have much of Denver here. This is why I think like Houston looks a little bit more interesting. Why I'm a little bit heavier on some of these Knicks guys. I don't like this spot for Denver all that much. And I definitely prefer Luka Doncic to Nikola Jokic today. Not like getting to Jokic is some bad thing, but that is where I stand. I didn't get to more than 4% of Aaron Gordon. Now, for Denver, the most we got of anybody is 10% of KCP in the stochastic sim. So I see it the same way. If you want to get a couple shares of any one of these starters, I think that's very reasonable to do. I don't think anybody from Denver looks like a priority. Now, for the Clippers, very different scenario because the LA Clippers are without Kawhi Leonard today. Josh Primo is also out, not for exposing himself, but he has a left ankle sprain. 30% ownership coming into Norm Powell. 30% ownership coming into Russell Westbrook. 20 to Zubats. 15 to Amir Coffey and James Harden. 10 to Paul George and Terrence Mann. Now, my big stands are on $5,800 Zoo. I'm under on Westbrook, but I have 20%. I have 20% of Harden. I'm way under on Norm Powell, half the field. But I'm over on Terrence Mann, trying to grab some of that value. I think Terrence Mann really helps you get to Luka, if that's a direction you want to go. Paul George looks totally fine at 8,400. Coffey, not a guy that I get to too frequently. He's ultra bad per minute. But we've got 25-ish percent optimal rate to Zubats, Westbrook, and Norm Powell with Amir Coffey, James Harden, and Paul George all showing up in double digits as well. There's lots to like here for the Clippers, even though it's not the best matchup. The only benefit, it's happening in Los Angeles and not an elevation in Denver. Stochastic Sims taking a look at the Clippers. 59% exposure to Russell Westbrook. Look, I think he looks good for sure. I think 34% ownership is too much for Russ. The thing is, there is certainly minutes upside with no Kawhi. I only went 22. You wouldn't be surprised at all to see 24 or 25. So I get the appeal. 44% exposure to Norm Powell. I think there are other things out there that look like Powell today. He's 5K and shooting guard, small forward, should play around 30 minutes. The per minute rates aren't that great. You know, the usage is going to be around 20%. He's a good value play. He's very flexible from a position standpoint. Not my overwhelming priority. But I have a ton of this Clippers team in general. 122% of the Clippers. It's my fourth most exposed team. It's really just I either have this team a lot or I don't have them at all. North of 100% exposure to Dallas, Atlanta, New York, Houston, and the Clippers. Less than 37% to every other team. So I'm very focused on a couple individual performances, but I want to get to a lot of the Clippers. We didn't really get to much else on the Terrence Mann side, the Harden side, the Paul George side. We did get a bit of Amir Coffey. That's kind of ugly. I think it's interesting that I'm not getting to Coffey, even though I'm getting to so much Luka. But you got to get to the Clippers. They're pulling a lot of ownership, and they should. So let's take a look at the number one lineup coming out of the Stochastic Sims to start the day. DeJounte Murray, Cam Whitmore, Amir Coffey, Keegan Murray, Clint Capella, De'Aaron Fox, PJ Washington, and Ivica Zubats. That is the number one lineup. If we want to look at just the exposures on the DraftKings side to start, Cam Whitmore, 76% exposure, the number one guy in the slate for today. PJ Washington, 60%. Russ and Murray, both in the 50s. Not a big believer in that Murray one. 40-plus to Gafford, Capella, Powell, and Zubats. 30 to Hunter and Murray. And now we take a look at the FanDuel side. And this side is going to look very different because there's one less game. That changes everything. So let's get this sim run on the FanDuel end. And we'll finish this bad boy out. Ron, how could you like Cam Whitmore today? Man, that makes no sense. Maybe I'll point out one other guy and then harp on that over and over again. a fun slate. That late night hammer Denver Clippers is going to be a real disaster. All right, let's send me these lineups. I have a sneaky suspicion that Dylan Brooks is going to be the number one guy here, and people are not going to be happy about it. It's kind of gross. Reminder, again, NHL strategy at 2, MLB live before lock at 3 p.m. Plus, Liverpool today at 2:30, taking on Sheffield United. Got to rep the squad today, baby. Got to pick up the dub. All right, we're still simulating the slate on the Stochastic Sims. Now we are ranking the lineups before we get the old summary information for FanDuel. Ron, no, this is it for me. The next show that I'll be on is Live Before Lock tomorrow. Stephen Leibowitz, should we bet Liverpool? I don't know. I don't mess around with my favorite teams in terms of betting. I'd be more likely to bet on Sheffield United and waste my money in a Liverpool win. I'd rather just have more money if they happen to lose. So I tend to bet against my favorite teams because I'm willing to spend money for my own happiness. It's just how it works sometimes for me. Nothing worse than betting on your favorite team and they lose and you get the double whammy. Liverpool over goals is the best bet. Yeah, I wouldn't be mad about that one happening. That's for sure. But we got to hold serve. Arsenal and City both won yesterday. Here we go. Number one lineup on FanDuel to start the day. De'Aaron Fox and Miles McBride. DeJounte Murray and Tim Hardaway, Cam Whitmore and Derek Jones Jr., Jonathan Kuminga, PJ Washington, and Daniel Gafford. Now, if we want to talk about exposure to the best plays on FanDuel, number one play on FanDuel, Cam Whitmore in 80% of lineups, 60% to Daniel Gafford, Dylan Brooks, and PJ Washington. 50% to DeJounte Murray and Derek Jones Jr. And then we get into the 40s for DeAndre Hunter, De'Aaron Fox, and Keegan Murray. Final thing we need to do, let's take a peek at Oddshopper quickly. Do we have any interesting plays out on Oddshopper for today? We have, if you're in the NHL streets, Alexander Barkov under 0.5 assists has the highest Oddshopper rating at 19. That is going to be at Bet365. If you're looking for an NBA bet at Caesars, under 12.5 points for PJ Washington, 6% expected value, a 15 odd shopper rating. That is the number one NBA play that you can find right now. You could also take Liverpool Man U on Sunday, over 5.5 cards on FanDuel if you want to go for that one. Draymond under rebounds has some value. Bam Adebayo under rebounds has some value. You can get all of this stuff at Oddshopper, guys, if you want to sign up using the link in the description. There we go. Nice little 45-minute show. Packed it all up for a little 4.5 gamer, depending on which site you're playing on. It's a good slate, man. But you can catch the rest of our shows and the rest of our stuff throughout the day today. Don't miss the MLB show later today. I got nothing else. I'm not going to see you guys again until Monday. Nope. Well, I'll see you guys again Sunday morning. Sorry. By the way, Sunday morning show is probably going to get moved to not 10 o'clock. Liverpool kicks off at 10:30 on Sunday. That's not going to work for me, doggy. So we might move that one a little bit earlier. But have a great night, everybody. Enjoy it. I'll see you guys again for NBA Live Before Lock tomorrow night. But for tonight, you don't have to put up with me anymore. Enjoy your Cam Whitmore, everybody. Thank you to Sleeper for being the sponsor of this show. I'm going to get out of here. This was the NBA Strategy Show.